מסכת שבת, פרק י"ז, משנה ד'. רבי יוסי אומר, רבי יוסי says, כל הכלים ניטלין. Any utensil whose usual use entails a work that is prohibited on Shabbat may be moved on Shabbat for permitted use. חוץ מן המעשר הגדול ויתת שמחרישה. Except for the large saw and the pin of the plow. These fall under the category of muktza, machva, chisaron, kis. Muktza because of monetary loss. And therefore they may not be moved on Shabbat. Kol hakelim, any utensil whose usual use entails an activity that is permitted on Shabbat. Nitalin, letzorich v'shul letzorich, may be moved on Shabbat in case of its need. For example, a cup to drink, one's allowed to move it for its purpose, to use it to drink it, or even if one needs to take it and move it to another place, and even in cases when there's no need for it. For example, he may move it from a place in the sun to a place in the shade, or if it's going to have some monetary loss, one's allowed to move it. Now there's a machloket between some of the Rishonim, if moving it for no reason at all, if that's permitted on Shabbat. And according to one opinion that's brought down in the Magid Mishnah, it is prohibited. However, the Magid Mishnah himself is of the opinion that when the Mishnah says shelo litzorech, for not in case of need, it means therefore it could be moved for anything, for any purpose, or even no purpose at all, it may be moved. Reb Nechemya Omer, however, Reb Nechemya says, eini talin elo litzorech, even utensils whose usual use is permitted on Shabbat may be moved on Shabbat only in cases for its purpose or for special purposes. I mean, Reb Nechemya would also agree that one's permitted to move a utensil when the place is needed. However, if there's no other purpose for it, it's not allowed to be moved. And the halacha does not follow Reb Nechemya's opinion. It follows Reb Yossi's opinion. Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hey. Kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbat, any vessel is permitted to be moved on Shabbat, shivrei nitalin imahen, then their fragments may be moved with them as well. So if a vessel breaks, whether on Shabbat or before Shabbat, it's permitted to move their fragments on Shabbat. However, ublevachi yu osin me'ein melacha, provided that they will do some sort of work, any kind of work, and the Mishnah gives us some examples. Shivre areva lechasot behem et pia chavit. So fragments of a kneading trough, a type of vessel where which dough is kneaded, if it breaks and the fragments could be used to cover the mouth of a jug or whether of wine or of oil, or shivre zichuchit, fragments of glass lechasot behem et pia pach, to cover the mouth of a flask. Then they may be handled on Shabbat. However, if there's no use at all for these fragments on Shabbat, it has no usage at all, then it is prohibited to be moved on Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, permitted to be moved, ubilvad shiyu osim me'ein melachtam. A little bit more machmir, where Rabbi Yehuda says, it's only allowed to be moved if it's possible to do with them a reflection of their original work. For example, shivrei areva latzuk letochan mikpaso, the fragments of a kneading trough where usually dough would be kneaded there. However, to pour into them a stiff mass, some sort of a thick soup which resembles the dough, then that will be permitted. V'shal zechuchit latzuk letochan shemen, with fragments of glass to pour into them oil, may also be used because it has some similar usage to it. However, if it's not possible to use them for any use that resembles their original use, then it would be prohibited according to Rav Yehuda. The Gemara actually explains that Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with regards to if the utensil broke on Shabbat. However, if it broke before Shabbat, and there's no issue of nolad, then if it has any usage at all, Rabbi Yehuda then would agree with the Tana Kama of the Mishnah.